The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And, of course, if you're watching us live stream, you'll see I'm all dressed in black. That's because I'm in mourning. And I'm in mourning for a reason, because of what happened yesterday at approximately 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. We were sitting there watching the TV set, obviously. Mainstream media, of course, is jumping up and down, thinking this is all wonderful. What happened? For those of you that weren't paying any attention, that basically get your news from this show, former President Trump, who may still be in many people's hearts and minds as still your president, was convicted of all 34 counts by a jury that even Democratic attorney Alan Dershowitz is condemning. The whole thing was just a complete aberration of the rule of law. None of the attorneys that were out there predicting that there might be a hung jury literally had to backtrack. They were in total shock over what happened. So one of the reasons why I bring that up is because if you want the truth, and we're going to try to get to as much of it as we can during this segment, you need to support us at the Power Mall, because we need to be on the air this year, because, it's going to be really important. July 11th is going to be a big date. We have 10% off Good Health Naturally products, and $300. If you spend that, you get 20% off your order, or $20 off your order, rather, for Strauss Naturals or North American Herb and Spice products. Spend $300, get $20 off. And 10% off Good Health Naturally products. Now, they drop ship, all right? So that's the thing. It saves you time, gets your product to you quicker. As far as lifting up prayer requests, we want to pray for this country right now. Dear Heavenly Father, just put your hedge of protection around all of the believers, the body of believers in Christ. There are reprobates running Washington, D.C. The inmates are running the asylum. Father, we pray you cast these reprobates out. You stop this nonsense right now, Father. Put your hedge of protection around us and keep us safe, because we are facing some very trying times here in America this year, starting with what happened yesterday. Your hedge of protection is around us. And we pray for this and for our uplifting and for peace in our lives and calm as we rationally think through this situation. In the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen out there from everybody? Thank you. Now, moving along as to what's going on, our partners tab is another way that you can shop and keep us on the air. That's important. You need to subscribe if you have internet to our newsletter tab, because a lot of the stuff you're not going to see unless you actually go there. You'll actually be able to see stuff. All right. We have a whole myriad of guests on today. I want to move on to world news real quick here at 3 minutes after the hour. The Office for National Statistics has admitted in internal emails it misclassified some vaccinated people who had died as unvaccinated in data sets used by the government to claim the COVID-19 jabs were safe and effective. They lied. If you're going to hold anybody liable, that would be the organization. So they've maintained the vaccines were safe and effective, that death by vaccination is extremely rare, and the jabs have saved millions of lives across the world. That is a lie. Now, we move on to what happened with Trump, and Europe reacts to the Trump trial. Trump will now win big, according to Brexit leader Nigel Farage. Many European newspapers saying the trial won't be as advantageous to Democrats as they might have earlier hoped. However, that doesn't mean anything. as you know, the Europe's newspapers, mixed bag. Does everybody read a lot of it over there? Yes, they do. Do they listen to the media like the BBC and read The Guardian? Yes, they do. Are these libtard rags? Yes, they are. Of course, they're going to say, you know, everything aligning with the Biden administration right now and lawfare. These people do not understand our Constitution because they technically don't have what we have. And the French, of course, you know, given their acclimatization to presidential legal and sexual scandals in office, that's basically been the norm in the country for decades. So whatever, they'll be very sanguine about the Trump thing. But again, as I pointed out yesterday, Trump did not have to hang out with Stormy Daniels. Trump did not have to get off the bus and admit he groped women in the crotch. Trump did not have to admit to any of that. See, they were already starting to stack the deck with the E. Jean Carroll case, okay? He said, she said, doesn't matter. Same thing happened to Clinton. I did not have sex with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. Ha! Yeah. Who's that other lady that he paid hush money to? Paula Jones? How much money did she get? I mean, hell, I've got a bottle of Monica Lewinsky hot sauce. I bet you can guess what that tastes like. Not like the former president. Monica, get in the closet. Here's a real problem. If Trump goes to prison, Biden should be tried for treason. And I'll get to that here in a minute. The big problem is, how can a jury of 12 brain deads unanimously return a verdict after less than 2 days of deliberation on 34 felony counts? How's that possible? Well, if you stack the deck with improper jury instructions, well, of course you can. So now, short of a successful appeal, Trump could be facing such penalties as jail time, probation, house arrest, fines, or any combination thereof. It's all up to this commie judge Merchant. See, you're not going to get a fair trial. You're supposed to have a jury of your peers. They're all Democrats. Is Trump a Democrat? No. So how would that constitute a jury of your peers? So the jury's rigged. Was from the beginning. They all say, oh yeah, we can. No, they can't be fair and impartial. No, the judge told them specifically, you can do whatever you need to do. I mean, think about that. It doesn't matter what he did. You can basically, you know, take it upon yourselves to do whatever you want, to rule the way you want. Doesn't matter. I mean, one or more things. I mean, if it looks like he's guilty, then vote guilty. That's basically what the judge told him. Now, this is sad. When you rig the decision like this, I mean, no wonder the jury came back. You know, with and everybody thought, oh, wait a minute, there's some sort of disagreement with the jury. No, they just want to make sure they got the jury instructions clear. Now, does this stop Trump from running for president this year? No. He is not barred from running for president. He will contest it. He will appeal. But the appeals process is going to take a while, because the courts are backlogged, and they can file an emergency petition if they want, try to run it up the flagpole. That does not necessarily mean that the Court of Appeals is going to hear this and potentially reverse it. See, July 11th at 10 a.m. is the day that Merchant is going to sentence Trump. And like I said, he could put him in jail and make Trump an instant martyr. What's Secret Service going to do? They have a reason they have to be there. They have to protect the president, convicted felon or not. That's why Congress is out there trying to pass a bill so that if Trump, you know, it gets convicted, that he no longer gets Secret Service protection, which means he could risk getting killed in prison. You know, they would love to throw him in Rikers. They really would. I do not know how the prison population would react down there, and they'd probably put him in Gen Pop just to teach him a lesson. If they even put an ankle bracelet on him, sentenced him to probation and house arrest for the end of the year, so he can't go out and campaign. That means he's going to have to do what Biden did and campaign for Mar-a-Lago. Literally. I mean, it's going to be a nonstop thing. They're going to have to put him on TV for Mar-a-Lago and campaign like during COVID when you-know-who campaigned from his basement. Moron. And, of course, after he thanked the jury for the verdict, just what he wanted, how he set him up, then what happened? He told the jurors that they could talk about the case in public. Now, this is a problem. If you were sitting on that jury and you convicted Trump after only not even 2 days worth of deliberation, then we're talking about 11 and a half hours over 2 days on 37 counts, and you start running your mouth in public, this could be a bad thing for you. And why is that? Because there are people out there in America right now, and I hate to use the word, but they're pissed off. And they could open seriously open up a can of whoop-ass on you. Do you understand the consequences of being a jury on that Trump trial? People will find out. This will not be a good thing for you. You'll be looking over your shoulder, all of you. I'm just, you know, issuing a warning here. I'm not threatening. I'm just telling you what truth or consequences means. This could get hairy for those jurors. You think that judge really gives a rat's, you know what? No, he doesn't care. He just told him they could talk about the case in public. Oh, yeah, I was a juror. I'd put Trump away. Boom, boom, boom. Can you imagine that? There's a lot of people out there, even Democrats. I mean, Joe Manchin just quit the Democratic Party, for God's sakes. Think about that. Why did he do it all of a sudden? Why did he just announce it? You know, of course, Biden and all the Trump haters and Democrats are jumping for joy. Well, except for Dershowitz and some of these other attorneys out there looking at this going, oh, this is so going to backfire on the Democratic Party. Not only is it going to backfire as far as the president goes, it's going to backfire in the House and Senate. People are going to go to the polls and they're going to start thinking, maybe we don't need this continuous witch hunt going on. I mean, a rigged affair, it's a disgrace. I mean, come on, President Trump just held a press conference this morning talking about it all. But the thing is, come July 11th, see, the max he could get is 20 years according to state statutes. And the judge could give him all 20 years knowing he will die in prison. Because even if he got up for good behavior, if they don't kill him in prison first, he's going to get an appeal. And the appeal could go from this court to the appellate court to the New York State Supreme Court to the U.S. Supreme Court. But it's going to take years to get it there. Now, could Trump be elected president? Yes, he could. Even if he's in jail, they could elect him president. We have a banana republic. It's no holds barred now, folks. I mean, Speaker Johnson even condemned the guilty verdict. And people think he's a rhino. He said this outcome represents a shameful day in American history. I mean, it is the first time that a president has ever been convicted and is now a felon. Loses his right to possess a firearm. Loses the right to vote. Among other things. MAGA firebrands and allies of the former president slammed the jury's verdict as well. Donald Trump Jr. led the charge in a post on Twitter moments after the verdict came down. Now, I can't curse on the radio, right? But I can quote somebody, and this is Donald Trump, and I'm quoting him here. Understand that. For those of you that don't like nasty language, I'm quoting Donald Trump Jr. here. Here's the quote on X. Guilty on all counts. The Democrats have succeeded in their years-long attempt to turn America into a third world shithole. November 5th is our last chance to save it. That is a quote. I'm quoting Donald Trump Jr. now. All right? I'm not cursing. I'm quoting here. So those of you who want to take issue with it, understand I'm repeating what somebody else said. RFK Jr., by the way, also agrees that the verdict will backfire on the Democrats. Here's what he said. We'll roll tape on this one.
First of all, I'd say this was probably the weakest case of the cases that people have brought against him. And I think it will, my belief is that it will end up helping President Trump among America, a large part of American public who believes that the judicial system and the enforcement system have been weaponized against politically. And that's bad for our country. And I think it's a mistake for the Democratic Party. I think the Democratic Party believes that it has a candidate that can't beat President Trump and that they need to do it in the court. And I think that's bad for our country. I think it's bad for democracy. And I think it's politically going to backfire on him.
Yep, understand what he just said. You know, he said America deserves a president who can win at the ballot box without compromising our government's separation of powers or weaponizing the courts. You can't save democracy by destroying it first. The Democrats are afraid they're going to lose in the voting booth, so instead they go after President Trump in the courtroom. Now, what does the public think about this? Well, minutes after the jury returned a guilty verdict in former President Trump's criminal trial in New York, an influx of donations to his campaign on the website shut it down. It temporarily became unavailable because everybody was pummeling it with donations. And the website couldn't handle the overload and shut down. That is how crazy it is. The Trump campaign later confirming that the page was shut down due to a torrent of donations. People are looking at this going, oh, my God. The American people see through crooked Joe Biden's rigged show trial. So many Americans were moved to donate to Trump's campaign. The Win Red pages went down, according to Team Trump. Yes, I know. The Trump social media stock also dropped at the guilty verdict. Don't worry. The page has since gone back up. The Trump campaign confirming that fact in a follow-up post. You know, this is a real problem we have right now because we're no better than a banana republic, a third world country right now. And what this has done, because if they can get Trump, and see, the thing is I've always said that Trump should have sold off all his buildings and people are going, oh, no, he's not going to leave New York. Well, you see, if they incapacitate him to the point of either putting him in jail or isolating him to where he can't react and they keep him in Mar-a-Lago, Letitia James can go right ahead if the appeals court goes the opposite direction and starts selling off all his properties anyway. Remember, she's going to get him. Just like Alvin Bragg. You know, it's really amazing, and I'm not trying to play the race card here, but it's amazing that both of these prosecutors are African-American, and both of them campaigned that if they got elected, they were going to go get Trump. See, New York, you are in a crisis mode right now, and I don't even think you realize that. Everybody's jumping up and down thinking it's wonderful, but there's a lot of Trump supporters there. All you had to do is look at the videos outside the courthouse. And what's to stop these Trump supporters from doxing the jury? Because they're going to find out who you are. You'll get doxed. Don't worry. Oh, this is not over. This judge does not know what kind of you-know-what storm he just unleashed. Because you have a lot of very upset Republicans and Trump lovers and Trump supporters. This is not over. Pray for those that they can hold their temperance, because many right now will be reading the good book and saying, an eye for an eye. So we pray for temperance, too, at this time, because the reactions, not only are they mixed and continue to be divisive, they have literally shown exactly what the Biden administration is all about. And people of all races, creeds, and political affiliations are not happy, because if they can do it to him, a former sitting president, they can come after any one of us and take us out. Now, moving into the economy at 19 minutes after the hour, Texas, Florida, California, right now, foreclosures are rising. Early signs of distress in the once booming housing market. Likely reasons, rising property taxes and insurance premiums and higher interest rates. Well, let's see. Who did that? I think you know. Because of the storms and other natural disasters, and everybody's looking, thinking, well, was it climate change? I don't think so. No, I think it was probably geoengineering that caused a lot of it. Median local property tax bill in Texas for single-family residences climbed by $1,015 by 2023. That was the biggest jump in the U.S., according to CoreLogic. In Houston, foreclosure filings jumped 37% in the first quarter, according to Adam Data. That was the biggest increase among the 15 metro areas with the most filings, followed by Orlando, Tampa, Miami in Florida. In a foreclosure, a bank takes possession of the property after a homeowner falls far behind in their payments through filings, though they don't all end well with the lender taking over. But increases in Houston, 37%. Orlando, Kissimmee, Sanford, Florida, 28%. Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, 21%. Miami, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, that's South Florida, 19%. L.A., Long Beach, Anaheim, 6%. Riverside, San Bernardino, Ontario, 4%. Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington, 2%. Rob Barber, the Adam chief data officer, said foreclosure filings usually rise with unemployment and weak home equity, which isn't the case in those cities. Lenders could just be dealing with a big backlog. But see, the vacancy rate with these zombie foreclosures is starting to shrink. They're down to 1.3 million now that are sitting vacant. And many of them have to do with fraudulent foreclosures. And the lenders are trying to figure out what to do to quiet the title and complete the process. And what are these homeowners doing? A, you're not in the house, because a zombie home means they're vacant. And if you're not fighting the foreclosure and you left, well, that's on you. You just let the bank turn us into a nation of renters. It's just a matter of time. Those who are not quite there yet, who are being foreclosed on, you really need to think about staying put and fighting. That isn't legal advice. It's just common sense. Why would you move into a tent when you can live in your house? The IRS, by the way, plans to offer free online tax prep service in all 50 states next year. Yep, as an alternative to Intuit or TurboTax. And, of course, Intuit's stock dropped 6% with the news. In the health category, the FDA has approved Moderna's mRNA RSV vaccine. So, all right. Oh, my. That is a nervous laugh, folks. Moderna has a modified Resvia, the third shot added to the arsenal against respiratory syncytial virus. This is not good. You really going to do this? I mean, they made this for adults over the age of 60. Now, you people that are stupid enough to go out and get this alleged flu shot, whatever you want to call it, you get what you get. And this is why they're trying to wipe us out, because they know Social Security is going to be ending. All they got to do is wipe out everybody over the age of 60. Wouldn't that be convenient? Then they don't have to pay anything. I know, you just all sit there, all these 220 million plus people that got the jab in the first place are probably, oh my, the government said so. We can't critically think for ourselves. We're stupid, so let's just go get one and see what it does. Yeah. Yeah, I wonder how many of the 220 million people that got the jabs now trust what's going on here. A farm worker was quickly provided antivirals and is recovering from the third human bird flu case in Michigan. Of course, now this means the CDC is going to continue to try to scare everyone. We have lots of products with oregano oil from North American Urban Spice at thepowermall.com. This is the time to be shopping, because oregano is a science-backed health product. It's a natural antibiotic. It's an antifungal. It holds inflammatory features. Oregano oil could work against bacteria, yeast infections, and gut health problems. Other potential benefits are antioxidant, pain-easing, cancer-fighting, possible weight loss benefits. Comes in various forms like tinctures, capsules, essential oils. Capsules, for those of you that don't like the taste. It's usually safe, but it's a key to know the possible side effects and care when needed when using oregano oil. It hails from the oregano plant. This is a steady herb in the mint family. It's got a lot of vital ingredients. Terpene, thymol, carvacrol, rosmarinic acid. Lots of health benefits. This is the time you should be picking up the phone because we need to stay on the air, folks. Now, I want to talk about something else. What's going on in D.C.? Now, if you go to an attorney with your parent who is elderly, and you tell the attorney, well, my mom or my dad wants to change her will. They want to change and do an amendment to their trust. Well, why do they want to do that? Well, because they're having memory issues. And the first time the attorney hears that, he goes, put on the brakes, time out. Oh, I'm sorry, we're done here. I legally cannot do this because you do not have the capacity to contract 110(1) of the Constitution. You have to have contractual capacity, which means you need to have a sound mind. Sound mind before you can sign anything. Mental incapacity. A person who lacks mental capacity can void or have a guardian void most contracts, except contracts for necessities. As with contracts with minors, the contract is voidable and not automatically void. In other words, the person who lacks capacity to enter into the contract can either end it or permit it to go ahead as agreed on. Gee, that gives Joe Biden a lot of leeway because, I mean, look at it this way. If he's not of sound mind, why is he signing bills into law? And then all of a sudden you get some counsel out there that says he's an elderly man who shouldn't be prosecuted because of mental concerns. And the guy refuses to have a cognitive test. Now we got to ask Congress why they continue to send Biden bills to sign into law when he's got the mental acuity of office furniture and has to be pumped up with Adderall. President Trump, I have a message for you. And if you know President Trump, please tell him I said so. Please, President Trump, cancel your debates with Joe Biden. Do not let CNN make money off of this because you know they are going to sell advertising. One, CNN and Jake Tapper do not deserve the power of the president, and neither does Biden, because Biden is going to sit there and call you a convicted felon and curse you. So why? You know, because they're going to pump them up with Adderall, and despite what you say, and they're going to cut your mic off. This is already rigged. The whole debate is rigged. Both of these debates, you need to just say, you know what? I'm going to go campaign and go on a multi-state tour right now. Forget this debate. I'm not giving Biden, the nut job, the power to do anything, including call me a convicted felon. It's bad enough. The rule of law can't be followed, but now you're going to let this moron get behind a podium and call you a convicted felon? Really? Hey, he campaigned in 2020 from his basement, for God's sakes. You might be in the same position if they give you house arrest. So please, somebody tell Biden to cancel these damn debates. I mean, Trump. Tell Trump, cancel the damn debates. It's not going to do you any good to get up there. It's all craziness, folks. We'll be back with Jay Valentine, hopefully. We're going to reach out to him and talk about voter confidence when we come back from this short break of these important messages from the Power Mall. Stay with me.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regarest while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regarest keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regarest in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regarest from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regarest, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Three minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time where we are. By the way, I forgot to mention constitutional attorney Jonathan Emord, who's running against Tim Kaine for the Senate in Virginia, will be joining us on Monday to discuss the Trump trial verdict. And of course, you know, the pundits are all saying that this probably will help Trump because people don't like the idea of a former president being martyred. It has changed the entire political landscape in America. Jay Valentine joins us. We're talking about voter confidence and what's going on in these databases. There seems, Jay, welcome to the show, by the way, but there seems to be an ongoing fight to try to keep the system from being disrupted again.
Well, there sure is. And I guess all the rules changed yesterday. But what we're seeing is different. Remember, we're not political activists. We're a technology company, and we deal in technology. And so what we're seeing is the dark money that is really funding all this lawfare stuff. So about 6 weeks ago, we released the dark money tracking system, and we use quantum technology. And with quantum technology, we are able to see all of these organizations around the United States that are funding all this lawfare, and many of them are tied to communist Chinese money. And we point that out on our Rumble channel for Omega for America. And it's not two organizations. It is in the tens of thousands of these leftist organizations, many of them tied to Chinese money. And so when you see that, it's pretty scary.
So this is the thing, though. They were funding this litigation against Trump, from what you're telling us. And now the thing is that are we still having a problem reconciling the voter databases with actual registered voters now that we've got this huge influx of illegals coming into the country?
Oh, sure. It's terrible. The situation is this. You use the appropriate word. The word is reconcile. And the problem with a voter database in every one of the 50 states is there's nothing against which to reconcile it. So you have a copy of the voter database. So what are you going to reconcile it against? There's really nothing. So what we've done is we have brought in another government database called the property tax records. Now, we don't look at the property tax records to see who lives in an address. We care about the property tax records because it says that the address is a strip mall. The address is a Walmart. The address is a gas station with no bedrooms. And we have thousands into tens of thousands, in some states, hundreds of thousands of voters registered at those addresses. And what's happened with the illegal aliens is that in the past, the leftists were registering street people and fake names, et cetera. And now they're registering illegal aliens, particularly in Michigan and Wisconsin. And we have people up there who actually are seeing them do it. So it's a pretty scary situation.
Wouldn't this be a felony in all sense of the word for doing something like that, declaring you're a registered voter when in fact you lack capacity to vote?
It is a felony. And it's a felony for both people. It's a felony for the person who puts his X on the document because they're saying under oath that they are a citizen and they're able to vote. It's also a felony in most states, I think in all states, for the individual who is helping them do it, which are NGOs, non-governmental organizations, mostly religious groups. But what's different between 2024 and 2016, what's different is that it's no longer a crime to these people. It's a cause. So even though these are people who in their real life, if they found your wallet on the street with $100 in it, they'd mail back to you with the $100. But if it's to stop Donald Trump, they will use organized felonious behavior at these church organizations to register illegal aliens, and they'll take the risk. Because it's the same as the radicals getting locked up for rioting in the streets in 1968. They will commit a felony, but it's okay because it's in search of a greater good.
Well, that's almost like a religious cult. They behave just like it.
Well, it is. I mean, the leftism is a cult of sorts. You know, it has its own religion. It has its own sacraments. It has all of its own belief systems, and if you do not believe in all of the belief system, you're a heretic. So it's a religion in many ways. Yeah, sure.
Now, you led the team that built the eBay fraud detection engine, and you built the undeliverable ballot database. I mean, the website is Omega, the number 4, America.com, folks, for those. And, of course, Jay Valentine, our guest here, has contributed to The American Thinker and as an author. And so one of these things, I mean, we're looking at fractal technology. And how many states now have you cross-indexed?
We've done 25 or 26 different states. for the undeliverable ballot database. So we have outlined where a ballot is likely to be sent in 2024. But there is no person to receive it who's legitimate, because it's a gas station, it's a strip mall, it's Walmart, and it's an apartment building. And that apartment building has 1,000 people living in the complex. But they've got 1,200 pieces of mail going there with ballots. And 200 of them don't have apartment numbers. And so the post office is going to pick those up, collect them. And we have testimony. Those are given to leftist organizations. They're called ballot collection points. Now, for the nefarious money, the dark money, we've done all 50 states. So we can tell you right now, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Virginia, in California, in Texas, hundreds of organizations that are funded directly by organizations that admittedly are tied to the Chinese government. We have videos from their CEO saying, we visit with the people in China to come over and destabilize American elections. And these organizations give money to get out the vote groups and the voter registration groups in all 50 states. And we can show it live, and we show videos on our site, on the Omega for America site. We show videos of this, and it's very scary when you see it, because it's live data from the IRS database.
So how many people so far, thanks to your efforts, have been prosecuted for this?
Oh, no one's going to get prosecuted. I mean, the key thing about this you have to understand is that prosecution is a false narrative. Let me give you an example. We did the fraud system for State Farm, for Geico, et cetera. And we would find a organized ring of doctors, lawyers, chiropractors. So you're driving your Mercedes down the highway at 70 miles an hour. Somebody pulls in front of you, they hit the brakes, and when they hit the brakes, you have a fender bender. You think it's no big deal, it's a couple thousand dollars worth of damage. What you don't know is 800 claims are going to go into 8 insurance companies or 10 insurance companies from that. This is an organized fraud ring. Well, what we did was called outing them. So as soon as we outed the ring, the insurance companies weren't going to litigate against 800 people, most of whom were, even back then, illegal aliens. I mean, it wasn't worth the effort. All they wanted to do is identify who the perpetrators were and lock those addresses down. Because once they did that, the next time one of those claims came in, they could say to the guy, sue me, because we're going to litigate against you if you do. And that's what we're doing with the undeliverable ballot database. So we're not saying litigate, because you'll never, I mean, how are you going to litigate 500,000 people that we found in Wisconsin? You're not. Plus, it's a leftist state. They wouldn't litigate somebody if we found them with a gun and a dead body. We know that. But if we can identify every address, which we can, in every swing state, which we can, and we do, and we can show that that address is going to get a ballot in 2024, and we know that it's not going to be voted for our pal Donald Trump, and we can stop that ballot or interfere with a ballot going to an illegitimate address, it will have a massive impact, as it did in 2022 when we did this in Wisconsin, and it caused and enabled Ron Johnson to hold on to a Senate seat by a very small margin, but hold on nonetheless. So that's how you measure success. You don't measure success by litigation. You measure success by how many patently illegal ballots you can stop from going to a Walmart or to a gas station.
So the thing is that after this Trump verdict, his website shut down because of the overload torrent of donations that hit WinRed. That's his campaign site. And it's back up again. But the thing is that people looked at what was going on and says, oh, no, we can't let this happen. Well, he also said something. He was on live for quite a while this morning, but he said something having to do with November 5th. And this is where the voters decide. And this is what Don Jr. said, the same thing as well, when he cursed the legal system after the verdict. But the thing is that people could become discouraged as a result of the verdict, thinking that, oh, well, this guy is sunk. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. even came out and criticized the system. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. enters the race, and he's going to try to get on the ballot in all 50 states. Have you or your group analyzed a three-way race and what we're looking at as far as voter fraud?
Well, we haven't done it that way because that's polling and that's political prognostication.
Right.
We don't do that kind of stuff. What we do is different. And what we have done is we have measured what is the margin Trump has to win by in each of the swing states in order to outrun the built-in fraud. And the ones we're focused on are Pennsylvania, Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. And right now in Pennsylvania, he better win Pennsylvania by 5 to 7 points to break even. He needs to win Wisconsin by 5 to 6 points. He needs to win Michigan by 7 to 8 points. And he needs to win Minnesota by probably over 5 points. Because if he doesn't, there is a built-in infrastructure. Now, we're not asking people to believe us. Go to our website and watch our videos. We actually run the videos for a lot of these states. We do a video and we show thousands of people who are registered to vote in a registered to vote in a warehouse that has no bedrooms, or registered to vote in a strip mall. So those are all going to get mail-in ballots. Where do you think those mail-in ballots are going to go? Those are not going to be picked up by Republicans walking around in khakis in urban areas going and picking up ballots in crappy apartment buildings. That's not where Republicans go. I mean, most Republicans don't even know where the inner city is. That's going to be picked up by leftist organizations. They're organizing it right now. And we can see it. We can see it. We can track all of the Chinese money, all of the Soros money. And it's on our website. We're not asking people to believe us. And the reason that nobody has ever talked about this before is because everybody, every secretary of state and every voter integrity organization is using relational technology. And you can't see this stuff with relational technology. Well, we don't use relational. We use quantum. And in quantum, we can show this. And we're not believing that big scam about people cleaning voter rolls. No one's cleaning voter rolls. As soon as you take them off, they get right back on. The way to stop this is to stop ballots going to illegitimate addresses in 2024. And if we don't do that, we don't see any way that Trump is going to win the swing states in the Midwest and Pennsylvania.
Okay. Now, that brings me to my next question, because I think you alluded to something earlier in the conversation that I'm not sure that people are aware of. And I want to make it more manifest in this conversation. What you are basically intimating here is that the post office who delivers these mail-in ballots bears some semblance of responsibility if they know that they're going to an address that, you know, 20 or 30 or 40 of them are going to a Walmart, or 20, 30 or 40 of them are going to a warehouse, and they know that this is going on. Or they're going to an address that has no bedrooms, to gas stations, and they continue, instead of holding them back and saying, okay, these mail-in ballots are going back to the post office into a hamper, and they're going to stay there. They're not going to be distributed because they're going to an address that has no bedrooms. I mean, I know that the post office is not incumbent on them to make that determination, but I mean, come on. A warehouse, Walmart, a gas station. I mean, they know damn well there's no bedrooms there. What can we do to stop the post office from being part of this? Because it sure sounds like, and these are money that they're charging us with the price of a postage stamp continually going up. The post office bears some criminal responsibility for perpetrating this and perpetuating it.
Well, you said I intonated it. Well, if I intonated it, let me be really clear.
That's why
we have testimony from postal carriers that they pick up these ballots and they return them to a central location at the post office, and the post office gives it to leftist organizations. So I don't want to make it sound like we hinted at that. We have testimony. Okay. Yeah. So we have testimony in a number of states from postal carriers that they're told to do this, but that's not the only way. Now, mail-in ballots don't just go out over the course of a year. Mail-in ballots all go out in the same 24, 48-hour period. And everybody in a particular state knows what that period is. That means they're going to arrive at locations in a very specific period. Well, a lot of those locations are ballot collection points. So that might be a building that is a industrial warehouse and it has no bedrooms. It's a big shopping center. It is a location like a huge apartment building. That's a big one where they send hundreds and hundreds of ballots, but they don't put apartment or unit numbers on there. They collect on the floor of the mailroom. Well, we have testimony that they pay runners, kids from drug hab clinics and stuff like that, pay them $25 for every ballot. I mean, it's really good money. And, you know, you're a college person or a, you know, drug person and you want to make, you know, a few thousand dollars tax free pretty quickly. It's how you do it. Now, you don't think those people are picking up those ballots and bringing it to the Republican ballot harvesting group, do you? No, I don't think they are. So while the Republicans are mindlessly saying, oh, we're going to ballot harvest in 2024, they are missing the single biggest thing that can move the needle in the time remaining, which is stopping mail-in ballots from going to ineligible addresses. You want to know what that number is? That number's in excess of 250,000 we have identified in every one of the swing states. What does that mean? That means we have identified 250,000 in one state, 400,000 locations where a ballot is going to go right now unless something changes, and that ballot is going to a place where there's nobody there to vote it. It's going to collect. It is a known collection point, and it is going to be voted by the left. Now, we have gone to the RNC a dozen times. We've begged them on bended knee to try to stop. They won't even return our call. They won't even speak with us. And it's like, we don't know what else to say. So what we're doing now is we're working independently with some individuals who are stepping up financially so that we can do what the Trump campaign refuses to do and what the RNC refuses to do and stop these mail-in ballots from going to Walmarts and to shopping malls and to strip malls. Because I'll tell you right now, none of the voter integrity organizations have the technology to do it. I don't know that we're going to be successful with the time remaining. But if we can't get it done, it's not going to get done. And that's pretty scary right now.
Well, the thing that people don't realize, and I want to point out a criminal statute, 18 U.S.C. 1341. That is the mail fraud statute, and it has a 95% conviction rate. I've studied this stuff religiously, I know. You send, and there's also a statute, criminal statute, under Title 18 U.S. Code for receiving or taking somebody else's mail that's addressed to them, that's stolen mail. And that's the first thing you can go complain to a postal inspector about, and they can investigate it. Now, any of this, you know, you're saying that they have runners that intercept these things all the time, knowing, I mean, they're on the lookout for them. But the whole idea is if this address comes up and you've already triggered the address, you know, these postal inspectors have an obligation to make sure mail is not stolen. And if they can't find that person after intercepting all of this, or they catch somebody in the act, these people need to go to prison, because that's 5 years and $250,000 fine for, you know, stealing mail and for mail fraud, for actually intercepting somebody else's mail. That is a crime. And apparently what you're saying is the federal government's not enforcing it because the federal government wants to stay in power. And the only way they can do that is by cheating.
They're in on it. I mean, they're in on it. I don't know how much more clearly I can say it. The federal government is in on it. We call it sovereign fraud. The government's in on it. It's not just the federal government.
That's the first time I've heard that term.
In the big swing states. And so when we say that to people, they go, well, like you just have very articulately, they go, well, you know, this is the postal inspector. Well, do you really think that if we turn this stuff over to the postal inspector in Wisconsin, do you really think that guy's going to go and prosecute 250,000 locations? No, of course not. And that brings us to the real question. All of this is ex post facto. All of this is after the election. So what's going to happen is Trump's going to get smoked in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, and Minnesota. right now, because he's not going to win those states by 5 to 7 points. He's not going to do it. I don't care how popular he is. All that's all great. Everybody's smoking their own dope right now. It's not going to happen. He'll win them by 20, 25,000 max, which isn't even close enough to make up what we're already can identify in fake ballots going out. So what's going to happen is after the election, people are going to see all this stuff. They go, okay, let's litigate. Okay, how'd that work out last time?
It didn't. People got put in jail as a result of it, and they're being indicted by these same people that are controlling the whole narrative and the whole system.
So, you know, the Trump campaign, we've contacted them. I mean, you don't know how many pictures I have of guys who are like 80 million years old, and it's a picture of some guy standing next to Trump, many cases with a golf club. He's waving, and Trump's giving him the high sign. Trump's giving the sign. And that guy emails me and says, I talked to Donald Trump and told him about the undeliverable ballots and what you guys are doing. I mean, 20 people have done that. We laugh about it now. It's foolishness.
Oh, my.
And the Republicans are just foolish. And the RNC is worse. The RNC, we contacted the RNC. You know what they said? We are going to make sure that all these mail-in ballots are counted. What can you do?
Well, see, and Laura Trump is one of the co-chairs, so with Michael Whatley. So I got to scratch my head and go, okay, folks, your vote does count, but if you don't go, you just Omega4America.com is the website. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
Your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. 9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.